Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Utah Jazz and the San Antonio Spurs. Utah comes in with a record of 35-40. San Antonio is 19-56 on the year. Over their last 10, Utah is 4-6 and have lost 4 in a row, while San Antonio 3-7 have lost 4 straight. Here are the numbers. Utah averages 117.1 and surrenders 117.8 per game, while San Antonio scores 112 per night and surrenders 122.5. Turnovers 14.9 per game by the Jazz, 14.9 by the Spurs. San Antonio 46.6% from the field, Utah 47.2%, Jazz 35.8% from three-point range, while San Antonio shoots 34.6% from deep. And free throw shooting 73.8% for San Antonio, 78.6% for Utah. Jazz 39.1 points per game from the bench, 41.8 from the second squad of the Spurs. This will be the fourth time this year these two teams are playing. The Spurs, surprisingly, have won two of the first three games. They are the home team here. Jeremy Sochin and Keldon Johnson both questionable for them, while Utah has Jordan Clarkson and Colin Sexton both doubtful. As for a prediction here, I'm going to go with the Jazz on the road. I know the Spurs have beat them a couple times, but I just think the Jazz will find a way to win this one. I think they're obviously a little bit better. I like their offense. Markkanen seems healthy, and I think that's enough to get the W against the Spurs in San Antonio. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Utah and San Antonio. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Utah Jazz and the San Antonio Spurs. The lines are currently open and it favors the Utah Jazz on the road, sitting at 4.5 in the spread with the over-under of 234.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on offensive end, Utah right now is currently just outside the top five overall when it comes to points per game, currently right now ranked sixth overall in the NBA, averaging 117.1, while San Antonio on the other end is more towards the bottom tier right now, averaging around 112 points. Now, San Antonio is also dead last when it comes to points allowed right now. They're currently ranked 30th overall, averaging and allowing 122.5 points. While Utah, too, is also more in the bottom tier right now, currently ranked 24th overall in the NBA, averaging and allowing 117.8. Now, if you add this all up together, if you're just going off the points per game right now, you're looking at the under in this game. And I would consider taking the under right now. You got two kind of up and down teams right now. Utah's kind of more trending downwards right now since they're going more towards the end of the season right now. With that being said right now, look at also what's trending right now. Their last five games right now, the under's been trending in that category 4-1. So I would definitely probably lean and take the under in this game. Now, one play I'm going to take the over on right now for Utah is Lauri Markkanen. Now, right now, it's currently sitting at 26.5. Now, I would definitely probably lean and take the over in that one. The reason why, every time he plays against the San Antonio Spurs, he averages around 29 points in three games played against him. So I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Lauri Markkanen. Now, another play I'm liking on the San Antonio side is Keldon Johnson right now. Now, against Utah, he normally averages around 21.3, and right now it's currently sitting at 21.5. But you got to look at his last five games right now. He's been averaging over around 26 points. So I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Keldon Johnson. He's trending upwards in that category. Now, when it comes to this overall spread, I kind of like the San Antonio Spurs here at home, believe it or not, right now. Like I said, Utah's been up and down and shaky of late, more towards the end of the season. And also, if you look at their last six meetings overall, Utah's been 1-5 against the spread when it comes to playing the San Antonio Spurs. So I would probably lean towards San Antonio here in the spread, and I would take the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Utah Jazz and the San Antonio Spurs. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.